The United Nations has sounded the alarm bell on the issue of world refugees. It says the number has exceeded 100 million for the first time on record. In the words of the UNHCR Commissioner Felipe Grandi, the figure is sobering and alarming in equal measure. Since the war broke out in February, the rate of refugees and displaced people has been accelerated. As early as March, 2.5 million Ukrainians left their country. The UN is expecting the figure to exceed 8 million by the end of this year. Grandi says the new crises should not distract us from the old ones.
I think an important message, and you mentioned it, Josep, is that there is not just Ukraine, that we should not forget all the rest. First of all, because Ukraine has an impact on many other fragile situations, making them more fragile, food security, energy crisis, price increases, instability. And then this, in turn, can cause more displacement.
By the end of last June, the number of forcibly displaced people worldwide rose toward 90 million. It's the result of violence in Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, Myanmar, Nigeria, Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and other countries. As the number of refugees across the world increases, relief agencies become less capable of handling the situation. The UN Humanitarian Office, OCHA, warns nearly 18 million people are going to face severe food shortages in the next 3 months across the African Sahel region. The office's appeal for $3.8 billion for relief has generated less than 12% of that amount so far. In Palestine, one of the oldest refugee crises goes on with no end in sight. Other refugee crises have been around for decades as well. Governments and international organizations will now need to think of a new way to address this unending problem. Mohammed Fall, Al Jazeera.